evening. Welcome to Fake News at 5. I'm Leah Jazz. Wow, it has been one heck of a year. In January, white terrorists stormed the U.S. Capitol building and their president called them heroes. Said president was later impeached as a result. 172-year-old Joe Biden won the election instead. And that same winter, an extreme freeze swept over Texas and took out their power. Eskom, of course, offered to step in and introduce the U.S. to load shedding. In March, NFTs were born, giving you the power to buy art that you can't actually see or hang up in your house. And more tangibly, a giant ship blocked one of the biggest trade routes in the world, and the South African government used it as an excuse to bump our petrol price up every month. Queen Elizabeth got back on the market after Duke of Edinburgh Prince Philip died in April. And she made a guest appearance on Late Night Date Night right here on 5FM. Back to the States, the main character of global news. Texas was banning abortion, while here in SA, babies were being born 10 at a time. Dr. William Kizer lost his praise for his pandemic response when the public discovered that the digital vibes were a little bit off. And some billionaires had a rocket measuring contest as both Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos made it to space in their phallic-formed spaceships. Facebook was exposed for its knowledge of exactly how it impacts mental health and simply changed its name to Meta. The world signed green energy agreements in Scotland and Gwede Mantashe called renewable resources un-African. Personally, we think it's because he's a fossil, just trying to protect his energy. Speaking of Gwede, Shell decided they'd rather deafen some whales than go green, and he agrees. Now we're in December and it's freezing, and the world is still upside down, but climate change definitely doesn't exist. Hey, Cyril has COVID now, so he's banned from family meetings until he gets better. Oh, and load shedding is back. The coal? Wetter than Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion's kittens. That's all for Fake News at 5. I'm Leah Jazz.